Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Sean Whiting and his band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
About 2 years ago, I started playing music a lot by myself, doing solo shows. I was ready. I'd written another album, and I was ready to record, and I wanted it to sound, you know, exactly what I wanted, you know. And so I went out and started meeting all the musicians I could, and I was fortunate enough to run across these guys, and I came to some of their shows, and we struck up a quick friendship, and we all kind of are kindred spirits, and we all feel the same about music, and it was just kind of magic. I asked them to come jam with me one night at a little bar in Floyd County, Kentucky, and they showed up, and they didn't know what to expect, and we just kind of jammed for a couple hours, and we had a great time, and I said, let's do this again, you know, and so we recorded the album, and we've continued to kind of keep it going.
Well, you got the kind of voice and the kind of songs that people want to rally around, you know.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, you do. With Starting Gun, a tune you played to begin the show tonight, which I think is just a great image, that idea. You think of a starting gun, it's going to start the race. Well, what's the race, you know?
Yeah.
Was there a starting gun that kicked off this new beginning for you? You talked about your mom. And
so that was definitely a starting gun for me. It was a culmination of losing my job and losing my mother, and it was just, that was a culmination of, I'd been kind of working up to it. You know, I'd been wanting to do this thing, and
yeah.
I kind of saw the layoff coming, you know, the industry had slowed way down. The coal industry, I was working in that, and, you know, it pretty much died. And so I knew it was coming, and then when it finally did, it was like, this is it. This is the time. It's no better time than now. So, yeah, that's definitely was.
Yeah. Then your next song you get into is Hey There, about, you know, you just want some company. That's a really interesting guy who shows up at that bar to me. You know, he wants to spend some time. He wants to have some conversation. He doesn't say to the woman, hey,
I want to go over there,
and spend the night.
Yeah. I don't want to be where I'm at, but kind of I need some company, you know.
Yeah. Right. I just like that. How did you happen to name it Hey There?
You know, you're just striking up a conversation. It's, hey there, you know, did I hear you say you need a ride? You know, that's where the name came from.
You know? I'm glad you called it that instead of company, you know.
Yeah, I like to be kind of cryptic about things too. I mean, you know, at least see if people are paying attention.
Hey there, did I hear you say that you need a ride? Why don't I just drive you on, stay there for a while? I know that you don't know me very well, and that can change in the time it takes for us to drive back to your place. I'm tired and it's cold as hell. And I'm really not feeling well. This kind of bar just ain't my scene. But I could really use. The company. How about on the way we stop, grab by ourselves? I hear that there's a place close by, stays open all night. Why don't I just pay the tab, finish off these beers? What's it gonna take for me to get you out? I'm tired and it's cold as hell. And I'm really not feeling well. This kind of bar just ain't my scene. But I could really use. The company. company.
You got the dream, you get the starting gun, you take off, and then you find yourself in a sort of empty place with some idiot begging for you to play Wagon Wheel.
That's, you know, that's happened many nights. That's a culmination of many, many experiences over the years, but there's also a very vivid moment in time, too, as well, in the last couple of years. It's all part of what's called paying dues, and you got to keep paying them, you know, no matter what, if you want to keep doing it. You know, in the beginning, the lows come much more often than the highs. If you keep reaching for it, you keep working and improving, eventually it'll balance out, or it may even get, you know, the highs may be more often than the lows.
Friday night and I got another show. It's getting hard just to make it. Pass the door. Have a drink just to try to set my mood. Pretty hard playing songs to an empty room. Guy at the bar singing every song. I've yet to hear him put a note where it belongs. Girl in the corner screaming, play a wagon wheel. Trying hard. Tell her how I feel. Maybe I'm crazy. Say it ain't so. They call it paying dues. Tell me, please, how much do I? Songs and I make it through the night. Call it a win, cause I didn't cuss or fight. Take my pay and I leave my self-esteem. That's the life.
while you're holding it, I'd love to hear you talk about the Reverend.
I don't know. I stumbled across this at...
this is the guitar, by the way, that we're talking about. This is not a minister who just walked into the building.
Yeah, this is a Reverend guitar. I had stumbled across this at one of my favorite music stores. I was just searching for, you know, the guitar that I was... And I saw this one, and it just kind of spoke to me, and I sat down and played it, and it was really played really easy and sounded good, and I just fell in love with it, and I don't plan on getting rid of it anytime soon.
I think it's a gorgeous instrument. Did you go shopping that day for something brand new?
No. I was just kind of, you know, just whatever I could find that I really liked, and it just this jumped out at me, and now it's got blood, sweat, and tears on it, and kind of part of me now.
I think it's gorgeous. It's got a lot of Fender to it.
It does. It does. It's got a Fender, kind of a Fender body to it, style to it, but it has humbucker pickups in it, kind of like a Les Paul. And this little knob here kind of, it cuts the bass down in it, and it can make it sound really thick, or it can make it sound kind of thin. And so it's a very versatile guitar.
So we've got the good best of several guitar worlds. That's cool. It's a great instrument. It's just beautiful. Like it. Yeah.
The sound of silence is deafening. My heart beats out in my chest. My thoughts are quickly winding.
We would like to thank Sean Whiting and his band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. We thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share them with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. For updates and further information on our program, we are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Sean Whiting.
I want to thank you all for having me. It's been an honor, and I want to thank these guys here with me for coming and playing with me, because they're busy guys, and I appreciate them being here too. So let's give them a big round of applause if you don't care.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sean, David, Chris, and Hayden for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. And hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Listen locally, encouraging everyone to engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. Learn more at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.